Hello and welcome back to Fertility Matters with me, Jessica Hobbis. This is the show where we talk about all things related to the health space and have a range of experts from the field in. Hope you enjoy. Hello everyone and welcome back. Today I'm very lucky to have Gaia's Lucy Slack, and she's here to discuss access to fertility treatment as our kind of general topic. And she's going to be speaking a little bit about what Gaia do and how they help people access IVF treatment. So I know that she's mentioned that 15% of people need IVF, but only 2% access it. And that was why Gaia was really created, to kind of have an affordable way to start and protect IVF treatment. So of course, yeah, welcome to the show, Lucy. And she knows a lot more about it than I do. So we've got her on the show to really speak us through it and take us through everything that we need to know about it. So yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So excited to speak with you.
Yeah, and I'd love to know a little bit about how you got started with Gaia and even your whole journey into the women's health space in general.
Yeah, so my journey into Gaia and women's health was slightly random, actually. I was a early childhood education teacher in New York City. I'm half American, half English, so my accent is slightly confusing. And I taught 3 and 4 year olds in a special needs classroom in the Lower East Side of Manhattan for a couple years, and moved to London and was really interested in social impact. I really loved my work as a teacher, but wanted to focus and work more in startups and creating businesses. And I met our CEO and founder, Nader, very early days. He had a team of 3 people, and Gaia was really just a concept at that point. We had no product. We had no members. We didn't even have insurance backing at that point. And I joined as an intern and subsequently then worked on the operations team, member support team, product team. And now I am the product marketing manager at Gaia. So have done a little bit of everything at the company apart from coding and data, but I really, really am obsessed with the mission and the product and the cause of helping people access fertility treatment who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it.
No, I think it's such a lovely mission as well. And I'd love to know, it's so interesting that you've seen, I guess, every aspect of it, but has that always been the core mission, or has that kind of changed at all over the time that you've been there?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we were founded, like I said, by our CEO, Nader, and he actually did not plan to start a company in his career. It was solely based on his own personal experience going through fertility treatment. He and his wife went through 5 cycles of IVF treatment around 6 years ago now. And he was in banking. His wife was working in fashion, and they didn't know that they were going to need IVF treatment. They thought that together, when they decided that they should try and plan for a child, that it was going to be a lot more simple of a journey. And in the end, it took him 4 years, him and his wife, 4 years, 5 cycles of IVF. They went to 3 different countries for treatment, and they spent over £50,000 before they were fortunate enough to have their son. But the biggest pain points that he and his wife really experienced throughout that entire IVF journey was not knowing how many cycles of IVF they were going to end up needing, and also not knowing how much it was going to cost. So this whole 4-5 year journey really brought to mind the fact that so many patients are going through that same challenge of a failed cycle and having to make that decision. Do we invest more money in another cycle? When are we going to be successful, if at all? And some people can't go through that next cycle because of that cost. So Gaia was really founded on his own personal pain points and challenges that he and his wife faced to solve that problem for future patients.
Yeah, well, I mean, that personal element as well, I think, makes it even more kind of meaningful and heartfelt. But it's so nice that it's created something positive out of it and really tried to change that for other people, because I know obviously quite a few people go through IVF, but the fact that he's gone through it and decided to start something from it. It's so nice. And really, really important. And you kind of touched on a couple of the issues there, I guess the uncertainty part of things, but what other challenges do people face when they self-fund their IVF treatment?
I mean, I have now spoken to quite a few IVF patients who've gone through IVF treatment or considering IVF. And like NADA, the real challenges people face are not knowing when they're going to have a child. IVF isn't guaranteed. And so it can take people several attempts, more than several attempts to have a child, which is a real challenge before you're starting to know what you may be facing, in your journey. The cost, because you don't know how many attempts you may have to have. And also there's a big support piece. You know, IVF is still quite taboo for some cultures, and some people feel that they can't talk to friends or family and access information about IVF. There's a lot of Googling and random information that's out there. And so finding that support and that valid information is also very challenging when people are researching and beginning their IVF journey. Very often, I found that people have become IVF experts through their journey. And the men and women that I've spoken to who've had one or two cycles, three cycles of IVF know so much about not only their fertility or IVF, but fertility generally, grading of embryos, different medication that they're on, different amounts of medication that they're on, protocols. And that's because the information is hard to find. And there's as kind of trust, this challenge trusting the right people. And so people end up becoming the expert themselves, which we at Gaia really hope that we can be a support for our members through. You know, we offer counseling services as they go through IVF. We work with medical professionals to provide content and information throughout the journey. We work with independent embryologists so people can have sessions asking any questions that they have. But yeah, it's a real challenge to find accurate information and emotional support throughout that experience.
Yes, particularly from a source that you trust as well. I think that's really important, but particularly with regards to fertility as well. So you kind of touched a bit on it there and gone into it, but how does Gaia solve these ch challenges that they face? How does the process work if I were to sign up or were looking to become a member, as you kind of mentioned?
So we offer our main product is a financing and insurance plan. And how it works is we give people access to up to three cycles of IVF. That does not mean that they're locked into three cycles or have to go through three cycles of IVF. We give them a plan that allows them to affordably start and protect that IVF treatment. And how we do it is we, a patient or our member would pay us what we call a protection fee. And that protection fee is a fraction of a total cost of treatment. And what that means is by paying that protection fee, Gaia fixes the cost of your IVF cycle at your chosen clinic. And when we say fix, we include all essential procedures and medication and unlimited embryo transfers. So we fix that cost for you upfront so you know exactly how much you would pay for your treatment. We pay the clinic on your behalf, so you do not have to find that 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 pounds upfront to pay for your treatment. And we protect you. So as you go through that treatment, you don't have to see an invoice or pay a bill. If at the end of that first cycle of IVF you have a child, you would be able to pay Gaia back that fixed cycle cost and can do so in affordable monthly installments. It's up to you whether you want to pay back in one go or spread the cost. If throughout that journey of one, two, three cycles, you want to stop and you want to stop without having a child, that protection means that you would never have to pay the full cost of that fixed cycle if you don't have a child and want to stop treatment. And we go so far as to say that if you stop after three cycles of IVF, you don't have to pay anything back. So you would have paid that protection fee, but you do not have to pay any of your IVF treatment costs, because we really think that you shouldn't have to pay for a service so you don't get what you want through it. Unfortunately, if you stop after one or two cycles, we can't give you 100% discount, but we'll give you a discount so that you're not having to spend thousands of pounds on something that didn't work.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
No, that's really interesting. I think also gives a level of security and gets rid of that fear of the unknown, almost, where
absolutely,
you, as you mentioned before, where you don't know how much you're meant to pay or if there's going to be any hidden costs further down the line. And do you, so surrounding that with regards to other support as well, do you help people find a clinic or find a practitioner or do things to optimize their health outside of IVF to optimize their chance of success and things like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have people that come to us at every stage of that IVF journey. They are really new and they're learning about clinics and different treatments that they need or have been through one, two cycles and are now trying to find a way to afford and keep going through their journey. So we can help people. We can connect people with clinics. We aren't medical professionals, but what we do is we work with our community. And so we will give advice on what our community have found helpful in terms of choosing a clinic and different factors to consider. And then throughout the course of that journey, their membership, they have access to counseling, they have access to an independent embryologist. We do webinars for our members with professionals that come in, and also nutritional guide, personalized nutritional support as well throughout that experience, because we do know that people want to focus on their health and find ways to control and somehow impact their success. And so we do give them information and support in that area too.
And that's all included in the initial protection?
All included in the initial protection, no extra cost.
Okay,
it's
amazing.
Part of ship. And we also have a Facebook support group. So we want our members to, if they want to, connect with one another and support mm-hmm. each other. So not only do we host webinars, but we have a support group and actually in-person events that we host around the UK to bring our community together and help each other as well.
Yeah, completely. I think that community element is really important. I think when it's, yeah, there's so much information and, yeah, information and education to share with regards to fertility and IVF in particular. I think that's really important, that to provide that space where people feel like they can speak about it. So that's really, yeah, really impressive as well. And so just to confirm, so what do you precisely cover within an IVF cycle?
Yeah, so not only, I mean, in terms of IVF, the IVF treatment itself, we can cover people who are having standard IVF, IVF with ICSI, which is to support people who have male factor issues, egg donor, sperm donor. And within that fixed cycle cost of what we pay the clinic, we would cover and pay for everything that is essential to their treatment. So we would pay up, what we start paying is when they have that baseline scan and start treatment. So any pre-treatment tests or initial consultations wouldn't be covered as a part of their Gaia plan, because we need to know the actual treatment that the doctor has recommended. But once the doctor's recommended treatment and says that you can start, we cover from then on out. So monitoring, blood scans, mm-hmm. all medication, blastocyst culture, which is a type of culture that allows the embryo to be in the lab for 5 days, any embryo freezing and storage, embryo, all subsequent frozen embryo transfers, all of that is included and fixed in that treatment cost that we mm-hmm. that we price a member at.
Okay, that's interesting to know. And I think, so would you say for people to come to you, say someone was just thinking about IVF and not sure whether it was something mm. they were ready to go through or if they should go through, would you say that's something to think about before coming to you? Because, and then to come to you when they know that they're definitely going to have IVF, just in terms of, yeah, signposting people to the right support?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I would say if you know that you're going to have IVF and you know the treatment that you're going to have, that quote that we'll be able to give you will be very, very detailed. We'll give you the fixed price of your treatment at your chosen clinic, inclusive of everything you'll need. And you'll have a very clear idea of what the price and cost would be in that, mm-hmm. in that quote. If you're early and you want to just understand what is the cost of IVF, and maybe you're shopping around at clinics, you absolutely can request a quote. It's not binding. It's free to do so. And it will give you a sense of what the price differences will be between different clinics or between different IVF treatments. If you're not sure whether you'll need, for example, standard IVF or ICSI, you can always request a quote and shop around. But once you have that treatment plan from your clinic, and you know what your all the information ahead of time, that quote will be very personalized. So yeah, quotes aren't binding. You can request a quote at any stage, but keep in mind that if you are early in that journey, we may have to update those costs as you get more information from your chosen clinic.
That's really helpful, I think. That's really helpful for people knowing, because it's hard. Sometimes people feel like they have to commit immediately, but they get a free quote and then really explore their options and see if that's something that fits with them. So thank you for that. And so do you have any eligibility criteria at all with regards to who can take the test?
Yes. So unfortunately, as we are, we work with insurance providers, we do have certain restrictions on who we can provide a plan for. So one is we can't yet ensure surrogacy. So if you are pursuing IVF with a surrogate, we aren't able to design a plan at this stage. We are working on it. So keep in contact, and we will let you know when we can do that. But that's an area where we can't support patients at this stage. We also have a BMI limit of people with a BMI below 35. We can design plans for, but if you are above the a BMI of 35, we aren't able to provide plans at this stage. We did have a rule where it was a BMI limit of 30, but we worked with our insurance providers. We were able to increase that threshold. We know that it's not necessarily, there's not conclusive data around BMI and success rates, but it's just a case of collecting that data and providing it to our insurance providers so we can completely disregard that eligibility criteria entirely. But right now we do have one. And also, if you are above the age of 50, we aren't able to create a plan for you. And that is also because we just have very limited data for patients above 50 years old. Regardless of that, I would say actually one other thing is, once you get a quote, and if you do want to continue with a GAIA plan and at your clinic, we do run a soft credit check and do an affordability check on you. And that is really just to make sure that the plan is fair and affordable for you. We don't want to put anyone in a uncomfortable financial situation. So we do have a credit score threshold as well, and make sure that you can afford it given your household income.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you for that. And I know people will find that useful just to make sure to check that they're within the right parameters of that. But and I guess you see, I think that covers a lot of my questions with regards to the GAIA plans themselves. But I guess, has it changed at all? How you mentioned the changing of the BMI limit. How has the GAIA plan kind of changed over time? Have you spoken to your community, had feedback? Have you adapted it? Is that something, that you've worked on?
Yeah, this is something that I'm very proud to work in a company that it really, really listens to our community. And we take all feedback, positive and negative, incredibly seriously. And actually this month, we launched a new plan that increased our eligibility. But we know that IVF is hard to access, and there are so many jumps and hoops to go through to start IVF treatment. Mm-hmm. And we do not want to be a company that in any way makes it harder or more challenging for people to start. So we are constantly working on improving eligibility, our own eligibility, and just generally allowing more people to access IVF who otherwise wouldn't feel like they can. And so we do have our new plans, which are, I think, have considerably improved. We've improved the plans, but also have improved our eligibility so we can allow more people to start and afford treatment.
And is that how you see it continue going in the future?
Definitely.
To hopefully this is not keep the expanding end. It. Oh, yes, that's amazing. And I know, I know people will be thrilled to know that you'll just keep on expanding the more providing better access to more and more people, because I think that is such an important factor when it comes to IVF. As I mentioned at the beginning, the fact that only 2% access IVF, even though 15% need it, there's that huge disparity there. So whatever can be done to help that is so important.
I know. And I mean, keep in mind, when I joined and we didn't even have our product up and running, this was something, IVF was not something that was ever insured. We were talking to our insurance providers and other insurance companies, and it was so hard for people to wrap their head around how this treatment can be insured and protected. And at one plan, we were able to now iterate and create our new plans. And this is just the future of IVF insurance and financing and giving people that access to treatment that otherwise wouldn't. So definitely stay tuned for more updates in the future, because this is only the beginning of what we can do and how we can help people.
Yeah, we'll have to get you back on for an update in a year or so and see how much bigger that you managed to do it. But it seems like it's all definitely going in the right direction, which is really exciting. And also, so you speak to, I know a lot of people listening to this will be thinking about IVF or perhaps going through it themselves. So I know you speak to a lot of people that go through IVF, and I'd love to know a piece of advice that you have for someone starting their IVF journey as you are part of a community and speak about it. I mean, most days, I imagine.
Well, I think it's exactly that. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of people starting going through IVF, and almost aside from just that financial piece, my advice would be find support and find people going through it. You should not feel like you're going through IVF alone, because there are so many people that are also in similar situations to you. You may have your own unique journey, but they're going through those same struggles. They're having those same questions. They're potentially worried about the same things. And I think that connection with other people really relieves a lot of stress and empowers people to make decisions more confidently. We have a wonderful public Facebook support group at Gaia that is not about Gaia. It's not about our product. It's just for people to come together to ask any questions and share stories. And I urge anyone to find support groups like Gaia's one that you can just be a fly on the wall. You don't have to participate. You don't have to ask questions yourself, but find those people, whether it's online, in person, talking to friends. Don't go through IVF alone, because you don't have to.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I think it can be such an isolating experience, or feel like isolating. And I think that providing that community and that conversation around it really allows people to realize that what they're going through is actually very normal, and a lot of other people go through it. And it's so empowering to have that education also, to know the different options that are available, or the different things that you can do, or the different plans. I mean, for example, people even knowing about Gaia itself. I'm sure a lot of people going through IVF may not have even heard of Gaia. And I think it's all about that information sharing, so that more people can access it, but also then optimize their chances, or just really feel more empowered throughout the whole process of it as well.
Absolutely, making a decision that's right for them, not just because they think it's the only choice they have. And even just being in the space, the IVF space, every person I speak to about my job knows either they themselves have gone through IVF, or they know someone that's gone through IVF. Yeah. It's like, if you just peel the layers, everyone knows someone who has gone through IVF. So just talking about it helps connect people who may need that additional support.
Completely. That safe space is so important. And I think what Gaia's doing is really, really important for improving that access and providing that comfort and security. I mean, it's hard enough, the process itself, let alone stressing also about having the finances in a lump sum or having the finances or not knowing how much it will cost to finance it. I think taking that pressure away can make the process itself a lot smoother and a lot more bearable as well for something that we already know is difficult enough as it is.
Completely agree. And that's exactly why we're here. So for any of you who are considering IVF, now definitely feel free to request a quote. But if it's something that's a potential on the horizon, stay tuned. We're always updating and improving what we do. So and also join our community. It's not just about our finance plans. There's a lot more that we want to offer people, which is information and support.
Yes, definitely a watch this space moment as well and see what else you can expand into. And I think that I've kind of asked everything that I wanted to know about Gaia, but is there anything else that you wanted to mention that perhaps I missed or anything else that you wanted to say before we wrap this up?
No, I think it's been such a fun conversation and we've gone through so much. The only other thing I would say, and I did speak about this earlier, but we do provide plans at any clinic, so we aren't limiting you to specific partner clinics, and regardless of the stage you're at, there's no harm in requesting a quote or being able to speak to our team. We can help you with those decisions. I know IVF journey can be quite a daunting process of not knowing where to begin, but we have an amazing member support team of people there that can just help give advice and describe the process a bit more. So definitely feel free to reach out to us and visit our website at gaiafamily.com.
Yeah, and a quote is just a quote, I guess. So it's just, there's no commitment involved. So it's, that's really, really useful. And I know that, the community is going to find that really interesting as well. So thank you so much, Lucy, for coming on.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for having me. It was so nice to speak, and we'll have to do another one in a year's time.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to hear where it all goes and what you've got planned next.